welcome again to Feast of Unleavened Bread 1992 at the fabulous Barclay Hotel, Atlanta's most convenient address, where the Celebrity Cafe is featured with the stars, where the stars love to meet and eat. Truly, it is a joy to be with you again. I again would like to thank Yute Wabhe, my father, for this glorious opportunity of blessing you and allowing my spirit to bless your spirit, to be filled with the peace, love, joy, and happiness, and temperance that we spoke on last evening. Indeed, we are blessed to be able to pass over from one state of mind to another. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank every one of you who are working diligently in your cities and in your states to make certain that my messages are reaching the Godhead, the people that love peace. I bless every one of you that are seeing to it that I'm on the various radio stations across America. I also would like to congratulate every one of you who have television programs in your city, and you are making the qualitative moves that only boss brothers and sisters could possibly make. I'm very happy about that. Again, I repeat, and I'm very happy about the future of the universities of Yute Wabhe worldwide. What a blessing. These institutions will consume the planet with peace on earth and goodwill toward all men of peace. Now I would like to get into some of the word further tonight relative to peace. You must understand that peace is promised to the believers, and it is a gift of Yute Wabhe. I repeat, peace is promised to the believers and is the gift of Yute Wabhe. For those of you that are just checking in tonight or today, I'd like to bring to your attention that I am actually building and structuring the kingdom of Yute Wabhe, true holiness and righteousness. I'm establishing the nation of Yute Wabhe on a sure foundation. And I'm letting you know that you want to make a truce with those who love peace. That's who you want to make a truce with. You want to make a treaty with those that love peace. The ones that you want for your friends are those that love peace. Because peace destroys Satan's kingdom. He has built his kingdom on confusion. All of his institutions produce confusion. They've been in charge of the planet Earth for 5,996 years, and they have produced nothing but war, hunger, pain, tears, suffering, confusion, hatred, envy, jealousy, greed, take. These are some of the things that they have produced. So they have no excuse now that I am come for their behavior. They cannot make an excuse for their institutions and the way they perform. And an example of them producing war and conflict instead of peace is exemplified by the fact that the God of this world has removed the Bible from the school systems. And even the God of this world refers to the Bible as the holy book, the holy word, the good book. Now, when you consider the reality that they have removed the only good book from the classroom, the public school where your children go, if the only good book in existence has been removed, then what books do you think are left there? Has to be bad books by their own admission. The Bible, the Holy Bible, is the book of light. And with this removal from the classroom, what kind of books do you think are left there other than books of darkness? So the education that our children receive has to be corrupt education, destructive. You wonder why the generations are lost? Then it's because the only holy book is removed from their presence. And your children are not allowed to acknowledge that there is a God. They don't know anything about the law. The law is a light. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. I'll read that to you. You turn to it. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Write it down. And you certainly want these transcripts. You want the tapes, too. The tapes are great, you know, but they might wear out, and it's difficult to sit down and study properly with the tape. But with these transcripts, it's not going to go away. It will be there. Next week, when you come back to it tomorrow or later tonight, the transcript is there, and you can study from it appropriately. Proverbs 6:23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." So the commandment is a lamp, the law is a light, then that's what you want for your children. The law, knowledge of the law. Now, in the public schools, you're not taught the law. No law, no law. Not the law of the Creator. You're not taught the laws of man. Not even the laws that govern the school. You don't have any idea. As a parent or as a student or as a child, all of the laws that govern the college you attended, the university you attended, the public schools that you've attended, you don't know. Or you could set up schools. You're in the dark as to the laws which govern any of the devil's institutions. And he has institutionalized his way. It does not depend on one individual. The institution provides for neophytes to come in and be well-groomed, taught, and then they take over the system of continuing the evil way, the wicked way. So little ones are being programmed, and they're the products of these institutions, and you wonder what's wrong with your child? Nothing good is being taught to them. Even science, which could be pure knowledge, is still couched with evil. So, in order for you to ever come to enjoy the kingdom of heaven, then you're going to have to leave the institutions of this world and take a part in and be a party to establishing true holiness and righteousness, the kingdom of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh on this planet. That's the institution that shall consume all the others. And I'm happy for you who see this, understand this, and I'm sure, I'm absolutely positive, that the University of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh will soon take root in your city. And it's going to prosper because you have the models and the prototypes before you. I don't need to speak more about that. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying because I truly understand what is happening. Let us go to the promises to the believers, which is the gift of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. Psalms 29, verse 11. It says that the Lord Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh will give strength unto his people. The Lord Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Beth Nun So Feet, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, will bless his people with peace. This is not something that you know how to do on your own. Or you could have done it all along. You may have read this very scripture in your life. Maybe you have read it many times. What have you been able to do with it? You have not been able to give yourself strength. You have desired strength, prayed for strength, wished for strength, hoped for strength, but you have been unable to give yourself strength. So this verse tells us, chapter and verse tells us, that we need Yuhewave. And that when we move to him, toward him, it is he that will give you, his people, strength. And strength is something that we need to become cognizant of, since it is a promise. It's no good to you if you don't believe. You must first believe. I have a pitcher full of eternal life. And if you come to me with your empty cup, I will fill it full of eternal life. If you refuse to receive your cup being filled with my pitcher full of eternal life, I'm not going to run after you and twist your arms and force you to let me fill your cup. Because if I did that, you will only pour it out, waste it, set it aside, not drink from it, or utilize it. It would be a wasted effort. So here we are in need of strength. Now, here is what Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh is ready to give to you through me as his son. So I could say to you very safely, this is what Yahweh Ben Yahweh is here ready to give you, and that is power. Power. Now, have you really studied how to get power? Do you really understand what power is? Strength is power. And if you believe in Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, then the kingdom of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, true holiness and righteousness, will give you power. Now, what is power? Power is ability. Here, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh is ready to strengthen your ability, give you peculiar abilities, because you're his peculiar people, as spoken of in Peter. First Peter chapter 2, 9 and 10. You are a peculiar people, a holy priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, but you are a chosen generation, O black man of America, black woman of America, so-called black man and woman of America. You are a royal priesthood. That's who you are. You are this. Why are you not living the life of a chosen generation? Why are you not living the life of a royal priesthood? Why are you not living a life of royalty? Why are you not living a royal life? You are this priesthood, teachers, holy people. Why are you not living like this? That's your inheritance. That's your heritage. You are also a holy nation. You're not a nation like anyone else. Of all the nations on earth, they're just nations. They're just nations. But you are a holy nation. In Deuteronomy 14:2, it says, you are a holy people. But in verse 1, it lets you know you are the children of the Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, your God. You are the children of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. You are a holy people in verse 2, unto the Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, your God. And the Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself. Well, who's talking? Me? Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Bethnum Sophit, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. I am come, I have chosen you. Though you are that stone which the builders have rejected, still I have chosen you to be a peculiar people unto myself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. That means it means several things. Out of all the nations on the earth, I have chosen you to be a peculiar and holy people unto myself. Not just any kind of people. I'm not interested in having millions of people in my kingdom. This is not about numbers. I'm interested in you who desire holiness, want to be holy. Because this is where your strength lies. This is where your power comes from. This is where your abilities are realized, is in holiness, is in your being holy, a peculiar people. See, I am here to give you capacity and capability and potential so that your potentiality is realized. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to enhance your intelligence. I am here to enhance your native ability, enhance your aptitude and talents, gifts. I'm here to cause you to become the geniuses of the planet Earth eternally, you and your children, your progeny, forever. That's what I'm come to do. That's why I'm put in prison. The enemy knows what I am come to do. He knows that. He is unable to produce such among his own kind because he comes from the dark side, which is the opposite of what I am come to do. I come to give you strength. So his society has to be that of weakness. I am come to give you power. Therefore, his civilization has produced powerlessness. Psalm 68:35, Psalms chapter 68, verse 35. O God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. That's who I am. I am here to give strength and power unto you, my people. Now, this strength and power is based on peace, holiness, and righteousness. And this is not what you have been taught. Each word that I am expressing to you must be studied, inculcated, and put into practice. And I can assure you and guarantee you that all of your righteous dreams will be immediately fulfilled, and you look for your counterpart on this planet. While you are at Feast of Unleavened Bread, look around you and look for the believers in Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. Now, that's the real challenge, because in our naivete, we think all who are present are believers simply because they are present. Not so. You are not a believer because you say Shalom Aleichem. The ones present are not believers because they wear their culture and diadem and wear the name Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh and can call it to perfection, can read it in Hebrew. That doesn't make them a believer. A believer is one who practices. A believer is a practitioner of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. The principles that I am giving to you are put into practice. That's what constitutes a believer. Now, this is a gift of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, the peace that I'm speaking of, which completely eradicates Satan's kingdom. So you don't have to worry about his kingdom. He has built his kingdom up inside your mind, your brain, your presence, your surroundings, the house that you were born in. He spent your entire life building this up. Your entire life. You are full of Luciferian philosophies. Full. You're full of his son, Cain's philosophy, and all their descendants, who are now today known as the God of this world, the prince of this world, the prince of darkness, or as Satan, or the devil, or the great dragon. Oh, he's known by a lot of names. The wicked one, the dragon, the serpent, the beast. He's known by many names. And he's so smooth until today, he's known as Princeton and Yale and Harvard. Yeah, he's known like that. He's known as all of these these institutions that you have been taught to love and worship and adore, but they have not given you peace and strength and power. And they have not enhanced your abilities that you become a holy people. They have not produced holiness. They don't seek to produce holiness. They cast the book that would produce holiness from among them, out from them. Do not allow it inside of their school. It's not inside their brain. That means not one of their teachers is full of holiness. Not one of the teachers desires holiness. And if there be one in the school who says they do, they're not allowed to teach holiness in the public school. So if you're there and you're not, and you say you're holy, you believe in holiness, and you are not allowed to teach holiness, then you are bound. Your hands are tied. You are forced to produce unholy children. So you're contributing to Satan's power. You are ensuring that the institutions of Lucifer continue. And then after your children have been exposed to Luciferian philosophy for 8 hours out of the day, you are under the mistaken deception that you can get hold to him for an hour on Sunday and change 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. He's had 40 hours of hellacious teaching. And all of his associates around him, that surround him, are full of hell. All of them are profane, miscreant, deviant. And you think you're going to save your child with 1 or 2 hours on Sunday? And even on Sunday, you're not taught how to be holy, even if you go to what you think is holiness. You nor your children are taught how to be holy. So how can you win against the institutions that you contribute your genius and power to, that prevents you from giving strength to your own child? The public schools are established, they are institutionalized to isolate themselves from holiness. The light of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, the Creator, is completely extinguished in the public institutions of Satan all over this planet. You must first come into this realization, and that's what I am doing with you at this moment, bringing you into a consciousness of what you have been helping to perpetuate all of your life, and then you sit around and cry about the loss of your children, the loss of a generation, that the so-called black male of America is an endangered species. Well, even if you believe in holiness, you're helping to continue to perpetuate his endangerment, his extinction, his eradication, because you are bound with the desire of a paycheck, and you don't know how to get around it. All you have been able to do is have your hands and feet tied, chained, and moan and groan about the situation that you feel helpless about, as you watch your children taken from you in front of the idiot box called TV. It's Luciferian Institute. There's nothing wrong with television. What's wrong is the way it's used. It's the programming. I don't have to go into it. It's destruction, and you know it. I said it's destruction, and you know it. And it's terminating the minds of your children and stealing it away from everything that would be holy. They don't want anything to do with holiness. They don't want to have anything to do with righteousness. And you find it difficult to keep your mind stayed on holiness and righteousness and peace and joy and love and truth. You find it difficult to keep your mind stayed on temperance and meekness and honesty and honorableness and ethics and chastity and virtue. You find it difficult to keep your mind on the law, statutes, judgments, and commandments of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. And you will know you're about to break the law and will go ahead and do it. Why? It's because you're a victim of the institutions of Lucifer, Satan, the wicked one. I am come to give you a choice. You don't have to follow what I'm saying. I'm simply looking for you that believe what I'm saying and want to be a part of it and put it into practice. You're the ones I'm looking for. I love all of you, and I would hope that all of you would take hold to what I am saying so that you could receive this power that I'm talking about. Pure power. I am here to give you the power to build heaven on earth. I'm here to give you the skills that you need to rule the planet Earth in holiness and righteousness. I am here to bring about powerfulness among you. See, every time you gain power and you join up with a second person with that same power, it's doubled. That's why the enemy fears you. That's why, look what just happened. Only just two of you caused power to double. And when I cause one of you to gain power, then the enemy lost his power to persuade you or to dominate you or to rule over you. He just lost one. Every time I gain one, he loses one. But he doesn't just lose one. When I have one with power and I link you up with a second one with power, my power and your power is just doubled. And when I link three of you together, it's three times. Four is four times, to the fourth power. So it's exponentially multiplying itself. When I just cause 10 of you to hook up, it's to the 10th power. That's the power I put in one, to the 10th power. Think about when I just hook up 100 of you with this holiness, righteousness, power. This is to the 100th power. You can't begin to calculate what this is bringing about on the planet. I can. I am saying to you, seek out your counterpart. Don't worry. See, two of you are more powerful than 10,000. Just two of you are more powerful than 10,000. One of you with the power that I am giving is able to chase 1,000. I'm here to tell you, two can chase 10,000. It's in the book. What I'm saying is in the book. I am here to enhance your potency, to enhance your genius, as I said a moment ago. I am here to enhance your impregnability. You hear me? Your invincibility. I'm here to cause you to become invincible. I am here to cause you to become a true man with true vigor. Think about it. I am here to cause you to have control, command, and be able to rule the planet Earth forever in holiness, righteousness, in peace, with this strength that we just read a moment ago. I am here to cause you to become the masters of all that you survey, to have dominion over the planet Earth as promised in Genesis 1:28. You're to be fruitful and multiply yourself. See, that means more than your little earthly child, multiply yourself. Find your counterpart. Find that brother and sister that loves peace like you, who believes in you, Hewafu, who believes in the Creator. They may not know his name today, but through you, they'll know his name tomorrow. All you have to do is lead them to the dictionary, encyclopedias, Bible interpreters, dictionaries. Say, read this. Encyclopedia Britannica, read this. Those that are seeking the Creator, Yuhewafe, they will just find him like that, just as you did. They're waiting on you. think about the power that I'm bringing about through this. Cause you to have, you're not going to have it like magic. Don't be a juvenile anymore. Give up the grade school or the kindergarten mentality and come on out of spookism and let's get real. I'm offering this to you. I'm here offering you unconditional authority. Unconditional authority. Carte blanche. That's what I'm here to do. I am here to give you absolute authority over the planet. Will you let me? All you have to do is enter into my school, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Matthew 11:29. That's all you have to do. Take my yoke upon you, enter my school, and let me teach you how. That's what I'm doing. You see, you have thought of yourself as being free. And you have thought of me as being in prison. But I have a suspicion the reverse is true. I'm free, but my body is in prison. You're in prison, though your body appears to be free. Think about that. As I speak to you, I'm absolutely ecstatic, absolutely happy, can you tell? I'm absolutely full of faith. My hope is in you, hey, Wazhe. I don't have any doubt about deliverance. Do you? Can you deliver yourself from a weak state to a power state? If you believe in me and my father, Yuhei, then I will be able to get this for you overnight, instantly. You can have an instant change. I'm here to give you influence and clout. I'm here to cause you to ascend, even have political ascendancy. I'm here to cause you to have economic ascendancy, spiritual ascendancy, educational ascendancy, social ascendancy. That's what I'm here to do. Will you let me? It's here for you. I'm here for you. All of you, see, that's what I read to you just a moment ago. This is a promise to the believers, a gift of Yuhei-Wafi. The Lord Yuhei-Wafi will give strength unto his people and bless you with peace. See, it's not a empty promise. I will, I shall. You have this available to you now, not when you die. Our people fill up the churches looking for heaven when they die. How much more delicious is my offer? Heaven now, while you live. And a lot more than whatever you thought heaven was, because you really didn't have a concept of whatever heaven is, except that maybe you wouldn't have to go to work or something. You could be able to lay around and sleep somewhere, get up, don't have to work to eat and wash dishes or clean the house. You're looking forward to have everything set up for you in automation, and you just walk around in a dream state. That's probably your concept of heaven, but you never thought about heaven being a place where you would have power, strength, and genius, and ability, and omnipotence, and omniscience. You never thought about that you would have authority and the power to rule, and mastery, and domination, and sovereignty. You just never thought about having that. You really didn't. You never thought about having an expanded capacity. That's what heaven is. Intelligence and smarts and mother wit, native ability. You really didn't. You really did not have those kinds of thoughts. But I'm here to cause you to take on a new way of thinking. And that's what's coming out of this one particular chapter Psalms chapter 29. That's what's coming out of it. Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. Is this strength? I'm here to give it to you. Strength. You are to become significant and enjoy supremacy and superiority and statue and eminence and distinctive reputation. You're supposed to be the potentates of the planet, sovereign monarchs, the rulers, kings, and chiefs, and lords, and masters. I mean, this is what you're supposed to be. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to give it to you, but you must take my yoke upon you and study. Don't sit there in your seat thinking that there's going to be something that just floats down through the sky, through the ether, and just settle on you, and you suddenly have it through osmosis. No. You got to pay for this. It costs you energy and effort and will and desire, drive, determination. That's the price. In study, 2 Timothy 2:15. That's the price you pay. I'm your director, teacher, educer. That's what I'm here to do, to educe, cause you to draw out from you that which is yours naturally. So all you need is to allow me to draw out your latent genius. Because that's what you all are, a bunch of latent geniuses. Your ability to be God is in your genes and chromosomes. And your power comes in linking up with the one who wants to be this. There are those who want to be what I'm describing, gods. There are those who want to become God. This tells you, you're supposed to want to be superpowers, the world powers, the world leaders, the powerful nation, powerful state, a dominant country. You're supposed to want to be the deities. You should want to be the deity, the divinities. You should want to be gods, goddesses. You should want to be the extraterrestrials and the supernatural powers. That's what you should want to be. But see, you have been misled by the gods of this world, the wicked ones, to think that this is not your heritage. This doesn't belong to you. This belongs to someone else. This is not yours. This is not possible. This belongs to one individual and to no one else. This one individual being, now you would say, Yud-Heh-Waveh. And that's true. It is already his. Your existence does not enhance his supremacy. But the fact that he possesses supremacy and you believe on his name and receive his son, I'll direct you into supremacy. I'll show you the way. How to become the very sons of Yud-Heh-Waveh. So that's what I'm here to do. That's when you become God. John chapter 1, verse 12. If you receive me, I'll give you the power to become. See, what will I give you? Power. What will I give you? Power. The power. Not a power, not some power, not a little power, but the power. That's what I will give to you. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive me? You must also be ready to receive the one next to you. Because you can't receive me unless you want to receive the one next to you that wants to receive me too. So all you need to do is be able to identify the ones who want to receive me and link up. Link up. How can a man say he loves God whom he's never seen and you don't love your brother whom you're looking at? John chapter 4, verse 20. Write it down. Look it up. Study it later if you need to. But where can you go by this lesson or the lessons you've received this week? Oh, this is a new Passover Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is a real feast. And it's unleavened because this doesn't puff you up. This fills you up. See, this has life in it. Unleavened bread is made out of whole wheat flour, full of life. Not puffed up with emptiness. No, this is full. A slice will fill you up. That's how powerfully potent my spirit is. And I'm giving you the spirit of grace, straight from me to you. And this is just with this one verse tonight. I had contemplated really going deep and long, as usual. I have a notebook full of scriptures. I've gotten to two of them, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and just a few more since then. And I am in no way where I want to get to. But then you have more than you're going to be able to deal with if you study what I just gave you. Each word in the transcript of each night's class is deserving of several dictionaries, the synonym finder, Bible dictionaries. You need your encyclopedias. You need your concordance, especially Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. And then look up each one of these words, power, etc., in the Hebrew language. Knowing how to spell power in Hebrew. And then study the root and foundation of power. Because you really still don't truly understand what power is. And strength is until you know what it is in its original potency of Ebri Aleph Beis. I haven't touched on that tonight. I'm reserving that. It's not that I don't want you to have it. I'm telling you now. Go get to it. And then come back and show me what you learned. You serious about becoming gods? Then this is the method, the technique. And I'm looking forward to come out and be with and among you who are interested, seeking, desiring, pursuing, studying to become gods. And I want to meet that little group. I'll meet it as large as it is, but however large. But see, those of you that's just hanging around, then tonight you know what you need to do. Because you're not going to be a part of my kingdom by hanging around. Looking at my physical body will not make you a part of my kingdom. My kingdom is being built with those of you who are becoming gods at my direction. As the children of the Most High, Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh, you're the ones. There's nothing that can be restrained from you as you become one with me. It's a new day, children. This is a new day. This is a new day called works. Now you understand what your real work is. It's not 9 to 5. That holds the body together while you do your real work. Okay? And as you learn of me, you gain power. Because that's what I'm here to give you. You don't get it without my direction. See, I'm directing your path. If you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path to becoming nothing but God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Understand it well. Well, I don't want to stop, but I've learned through the years, after having taught 12 years and over 120,000 hours, that there are those who do not see what I've been teaching after 12 years. And it's self-evident by those who pretended to be my students are now my false accusers and caused me to be incarcerated, slain on the cross for you, suffering on the cross for you. I have been slain on the cross for you. And now I'm entering into the third day, the morning of the third day. Resurrection according to the word is guaranteed. I have that faith. I have that faith in my deliverance. But I want to come to God's. I want to come and be in the presence of God's. Those with strength and Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh, those who love peace and who will not entertain Mr. and Mrs. Reck. Those who will not tolerate Mr. and Mrs. Reck in their presence. I'm interested in those who are free from Mr. and Mrs. Reck. That's the company I wish to keep. And I guarantee you, I'm going to be that selective. Don't wonder whether I am or not. It means that when I come out, you may not recognize me, though I stand right next to you. If you have me standing next to you, and you're shouting and dancing and screaming and hollering because you see my body, really? Really? You think my body is God? Really? You haven't heard anything I said for 12 years. Because I told you, if you're confused, looking at my body. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And then perhaps you'll discover who's talking to you. It's not my body that's talking to you. My body is used as a vehicle and a vessel in bringing forth the strength and the peace and the love and the joy that you've been hearing that will cause you to pass over from darkness to light. Again, I love you desperately, less evident also, because I'm the only man on the planet Earth that is physically incarcerated in prison, physically, teaching you, who appear to be free physically, how to overcome your prison. I am truly opening the prison houses, because the Spirit of the Lord Yahweh has anointed me in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, to do just that. And I'm doing it. And I'm thrilled about doing it. It's my pleasure. I love you. And I'm praying for you. I'm looking forward to being in the presence of the Godhead when I come out of here, which I'm praying will be soon. Soon means by the end of next month, April. Maybe we'll make it. Everything is going great. In the name of UHYP, he's in control. I'm in absolute confidence in that. I see the evidence of UHYP's divine hand in the trial every single day, and he is victorious on a daily basis. I thank him for his victory. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I've told old Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. I love you. Shalom Aleichem, and I look to see you tomorrow night. Aniyahov, Shalom, Shalom, Sheen Lamet Mem Sofit.